हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर रूथ क्लार्क, RUTH CLARK, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 11/7/57, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 6/13/2023. डिक्टेशन इज हियर फॉर ए प्रोसीजर ऑफ इंट्रा आर्टिकुलर इंजेक्शन ऑफ द लेफ्ट शोल्डर, इंट्रा आर्टिकुलर इंजेक्शन ऑफ द राइट नी विथ स्टीरॉइड, एंड इंट्रा टेंडन इंजेक्शन ऑफ द लेफ्ट सुप्रा स्पाइनस एंड लेफ्ट इंफ्रा स्पाइनस टेंडन्स. द मेडिकल इंडिकेशंस आर बेस्ड ऑन the history, physical finding, as well as the finding on the MRI. Patient has been suffering from pain in the area of the right knee. The MRI was found positive for tricompartmental osteoarthritis, most severe within the patellofemoral compartment, degenerative tearing of the posterior body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus with the mild exclusion of the meniscus body, and a moderate joint effusion in the small intra-articular body. So far, she never had any surgery or any injection. An injection to the intra-articular left intra-articular right knee will solve some of the pathology. In the left knee, also there is a horizontal oblique tear of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus within the extension of the inferior articular margin. Large area of cartilage irregularity, cartilage defects, osteophyte formation, small joint diffusion. Again, an injection to the left knee in particular is an excellent choice to resolve the pathology and improve the pain and healing. MRI of the left shoulder shows a small joint diffusion with synovial proliferation within the subscapularis spheres. Cases of fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa is seen. Moderate AC joint degenerative changes. Also, there is a moderate intrasubstance tear of the mid to posterior fibers of the supraspinatus tendon, which extends into infraspinatus tendon. Mild tendinosis of the intracapsular long head biceps tendon. Again, an injection to the infraspinatus and supraspinatus tendons based on the MRI, and the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder joint, and later on AAC joint pain, intra-articular injection could help her resolve the pain. In the right shoulder, there is a moderate osteoarthrosis of the glenohumeral joint with diffuse labral degeneration, tearing, and multifocal contour irregularities, along with supraspinatus tendinosis and long head biceps tenosynovitis. The patient is provided the injection today in the following area. We gave injection to the right knee, which was the more painful intra-articular, and intra-articular injection of the left shoulder was done, and tendon injection of the left side supraspinatus and left infraspinatus injection was done to bring relief to the patient. The patient didn't want it, the left knee and the right shoulder today. Patient left with a improved symptoms, 80% relief in pain was discussed.